Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Thumb Area 4-H officials are recruiting teen counselors for the 2026 Thumb Area 4-H Camp, tentatively set for June 15th through the 17th at Camp Stapleton in Lexington. The three-day camp will feature activities such as Great Lakes Ecology, swimming, archery, team building, skits, games, and crafts for youths age 9 to 14. Teens ages 15 to 19 are needed to serve as counselors and must complete a Thumb Area Teen Counselor application, available as a fillable PDF or printable form. Applications are due by January 2nd, 2026, to the Huron County MSU Extension Office at 690 North Port Crescent in Bad Axe, or by email to Verelli, that's V-E-R-E-L-L-E, then the number 7, at msu.edu. An initial mandatory training for selected teen counselors is scheduled for Saturday, January 10th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Huron County MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe, with lunch provided and participants asked to report any food allergies in advance. Attendance at all required trainings is mandatory for counselors. Program leaders note that serving as a team camp counselor offers community service and volunteer hours, hands-on experience, leadership development, fun trainings, and the chance to build lasting friendships. Families and interested teens can contact their local 4-H program coordinator, Patty Ehrer, at 989-550-2971, or Ehrer, Pat, at msu.edu, that's E-R-R-E-R, Pat, at msu.edu, or Carrie Varellin at 989-269-9949, or Varelli 7, V-E-R-E-L-L-E, number 7, at msu.edu for more information. Several residents in Ubley have recently received mailings from the United States Deputy Sheriff's Association. This letter is requesting a monetary donation under the guise of a 2026 Ubley Bulletproof Vest Drive for America's local law enforcement. While this is a valid organization, the Ubley Police Department is not part of this organization, nor have we requested any assistance from them in raising funds for equipment. Further research shows that this organization has sent out letters to other small communities in the nation with similar, carefully worded language, leading residents to believe that they are helping the local police or sheriff department. Again, the Ubley Police Department is not part of this organization, nor part of any fundraising efforts on behalf of the organization. And a portion of I-75 was closed yesterday morning after a semi jackknifed and blocked all lanes of travel. The freeway has since reopened. A crash was reported around 8:40 a.m. along northbound I-75 near Dixie Highway in Lincoln Park. Upon arrival, troopers found a semi-tractor and trailer that was jackknifed and blocking all the lanes. A 37-year-old Ohio man lost control of the empty semi while trying to correct a skid, police said. No injuries were reported. It is important to remember that speed and following too closely are the main causes of winter crashes, Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw said. I have said this often, but it is worth repeating. Weather does not cause crashes. Drivers do.
I spent 14 years in foster care, mostly in group homes. I slept in a lot of different rooms, but none of them really felt like mine.
There are more than 100,000 children in foster care waiting to be adopted. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is working to help find them a permanent home.
Now I have my own room, a place that's mine, and a family who loves and supports me.
If you have room in your home or your heart, see how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Police are searching for a man who allegedly tried to break into a vehicle and fatally shot a dog as he fled the area. The man was dressed entirely in black with a black face covering, according to the Ann Arbor Police Department. Officers responded to a 4:05 a.m. reporting of a shooting on Sunday, yesterday, in the 1800 block of Weldon Boulevard. Police said the homeowner confronted a man attempting to break into a vehicle in the driveway. During the confrontation, the resident's family dog exited the home. The suspect produced a firearm and shot the dog before fleeing the scene on foot. The dog was pronounced dead at the scene, police said. As the suspect fled, he fired multiple rounds, which struck another resident nearby. No injuries were reported. The shooting remains under investigation. Anyone with information about the shooting is asked to call the Ann Arbor Police Department at 734-794-6920. And overseas, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is meeting with French, German, and British leaders in London. The talks aim to strengthen Ukraine's position in negotiations on a U.S.-backed plan to end the Russia-Ukraine war. Zelensky said discussions will focus on security, air defense, and long-term funding. A major issue in the peace talks is the proposal for Ukraine to cede control of the eastern Donbas region to Russia, which Ukraine and its allies oppose. Meanwhile, Russian forces continue to attack Ukraine with drone and missile strikes, killing at least four people yesterday. Russian air defenses destroyed 67 Ukrainian drones overnight. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And remember, you can get news stories just like these here and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.